Welcome back to Bearheart. Hope you enjoyed that quick commercial break. Now let's continue with the show.
So my assumption would be that he had ceramic plates. With ceramic plates with a body arm, with a soft armor, is going to give you a level 4, which is going to stop a bullet round, or a rifle round, to narrow it down. A traditional soft armor is going to stop, you know, 9mm, 45, those types of slower moving bullets. It's still going to bruise like hell, but when you get to a 223 or a 5.5, or, you know, 308, stuff like that, you need not ceramic tiles, ceramic plates or steel plates.
So he didn't rent his shower before he came.
No, he did not strip the shower out of the hotel. Right?
We're hoping not. We're hoping not.
But like, I'm watching these guys, and it was the first reporting of it. It was just happened to be that time of day where like the people that knew anything weren't on hand yet, right? And they're like, he had ceramic tiles. Like, just stop talking, guys.
Yeah.
Like, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, but, I mean, everybody else that's listening to them, they're just going right along with it.
They're like, oh, my goodness.
Mainstream media.
Yeah, they're over there googling, like what do ceramic tiles do with bullets? Like, they shatter. Ceramic tiles will shatter when they get hit with bullets. I'm telling you. Exactly. I've seen it happen.
Just the
fat ones. Just like, oh, my goodness. It's, you know, if honestly, and they do. They try so hard sometimes because everybody's trying to get into the hot hour for news, right? They want to make these. The ceramic plates, like ceramic tiles. Like, no, guy, you just, no, that's not it. If it's okay to say, I don't know what these are, but he had some type of ballistic armor, some type of whatever, you know.
Yeah. All right, let's change the subject a little bit. What about they just voted on the support of the extenuation of our government finances, right?
Okay.
And it was voted down, did not get approved. Why?
To extend the credit.
Only for a little short time period.
Oh, okay. For the end of the fiscal year.
Right.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay.
But it was voted down. Why? Because the Democrats did not like a paragraph, which is all known all too often on all these little bills
the writers that go in there. Yeah.
Right. That they wanted to have secure ID'd voters prior to the election or for the election. And they had to prove of
residency.
Residency.
Yeah. You had to have a true ID.
They turned it down. So guess what? We're not funded right now.
Yeah.
Good.
And
But they say you need a true ID to get on an airplane now. And this is nothing new. It's been out there. And I don't disagree with it, right? I need a true ID to get on an airplane, military installation.
A real ID.
Real ID,
right?
Get
into Harris's campaign.
DNC.
You have to have it to get into those things. Show me you're a registered voter and you're a U.S. citizen, then you get to vote, because that's the rights of the citizens.
Right.
Not the visitors, not the imposters, not the voters.
And like I heard, it was like, well, it's already in. It's already in there, in our politics, that you have to be a American citizen. Okay, if it's already in, then why? We've got redundancy all over the place, right? So what is this redundancy so big of a deal?
Because it's enforceable.
Exactly.
It's enforceable.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah. And they didn't like that because now someone can show accountability, someone can show fraud, someone can show abuse. They didn't want that.
Right, yeah. Because again, you go back to how do you have more people voting than you do have registered voters, which happened in the last election.
Yep.
And how did that not raise any concern, right? Like, everybody just blew past that and go, no, this was a fair and equal election. Like, was it really? Because, you know, 87,000 of the people in that state that voted are in the grave. How is that, you know, how are they voting?
I'm pretty sure when Vernon dies, he'll vote Democrat.
I guarantee you.
Probably, but I mean, roll me over and plant a petunia or something. I don't know.
But you said something too. One of the other ones I heard today too, and the way these writers, these bills and everything else, right? And I think they need to get away from the writers, right? They did it at one point, I think, for the effort of
100%
expediency, right? But whenever you hear somebody come up and go, you know, well, Dave voted against veterans' rights, or he voted against this. He voted against the bill, but on that back end of that bill was additional funding for veterans.
Yep.
You know, whatever, and that's they says you can get this, but they're holding that thing hostage with that last rider on the right. bill. They need to get rid of those. Get rid of them. Make it like single source bills. Right? You want to change a rule, a law, whatever. That's the only thing that goes on there. We're not going to put everything else in there. Because you go back to what was the other one, where you know, your good friend Nancy Pelosi said, "Well, it was an X amount of page bill." It says we don't get to really see it until once we pass it. No, that's not happening. Yeah, you know, exactly. we don't know what's in the bill until we approve it. No, you read it before you approve it. That's how it's supposed to work out. Yeah. But it's like. Right. Old freaking Pete Buttigieg there, right? This one up here within the what's the bill they passed for the the environmental green bill that Biden pushed through up there and everything else, right? And it's like so they put aside $7+ billion for electric charging stations for vehicles, right? $7+ billion that was just passed 2 or 3 years ago, right?
I think I want to put in for a grant for one,
and it ain't that many.
No, they've built like not less than 50.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like eight. I think it was eight. I think the number was eight.
Holy cow.
Some check that shit. It was like I think it was at a 7 point, seven point something billion, right? And then he goes, when they asked him about it the other day, he goes, well, you know, here in 2025, we'll be doing, but then goes 2026, 2028, right? He's bumbling back and forth between these years, right? But it's like 7 point. $2 billion, I believe, was in that bill set aside for electric charging stations, and they've built eight.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, people? This is what we're pushing for and voting for? And so what happens to that money, right? Is there a way to bring that thing back to anything else?
Brother-in-law.
There you go. Well, what was the whole, under the Obama administration, they did the whole grants and all this other stuff for the different solar power plants.
And they're all bankrupt. There's none of them around.
They're like half of them actually got built. The others half didn't make it that far. They went bankrupt, but everybody still got paid.
Yep.
And so, but it's all just, you know, it's your whole fraud, waste, and abuse. Like everybody working in the government in those programs can see it.
Yeah.
But nobody's saying anything about it, right? Because whatever, they still get their paycheck.
Proof of pudding. Go back, I don't know how many years. Someone would have to do a check on that. But they voted on a bill. But a writer in that bill gave all politicians lifetime retirement.
Yeah.
After one term.
One term, guys.
Yeah.
Two-year term.
Yeah.
Insane.
Well, here was
insane.
The other...
And yet we have to work for 20 years.
Right.
And hope we get
retirement. At a minimum.
And if our company doesn't have pensions or whatever, guess what? We got nothing.
Who was the one? Was it Nancy?
And yet they can serve one term, 2 year, and get lifetime retirement.
So I think it was one of these other presidential candidates in the previous go. And I don't know if it was Nancy Mace or somebody else, right? Who was in a position where she was making, you know, $150,000 a year. Yeah. At the end of her running for her campaign, she was left with $11.2 million. Right. So for the next however many years, she just pays her husband X amount of dollars to run that campaign and that funding and everything else. And that's why, and if you go back and you look at like the last 2-3 elections, I mean, more so in the last two, and you look at the number of candidates.
I'm going into politics.
You look at the number of candidates we've had on the stage that come up there, right, is they figured out how to make the money in there, right?
Yeah.
Because they got support from outside funding and everything else. And then when it's done, you got $11 million left in your campaign. What do you do with it? Well, we might try again, but I need to continue to pay my campaign manager, which just happens to be my spouse.
Yep. Right.
And so they're just, they're running to make money on it.
Right.
Except for one.
Oh.
Bingo.
Hello.
Right. Only guy who gave away his check. Everybody else.
How much did he get paid for being president?
He lost more money. Zero.
Yeah. And gave away his paycheck.
Yep.
Right.
Gave away his paycheck.
You go look at all these senators, these congressmen, you look at what Nancy Pelosi's pay is per year, and you look at her net worth, right? It doesn't add up.
But you go look at Nancy Mace. It's every one of them. Look at Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton. She is the most paid senator in the United States.
Yeah.
Now, how is that?
But I mean, how these other people, you know, they put funding into these pots, right? They say, hey, this organization is going to pay you $1.2 million to go give a speech over here.
Yep.
But that organization got that funding during the campaign to put it over here. So it's how they filter that. It's how they launder that money back to themselves after it's been done.
That's right.
Right. And it's just, you look at every major political person out there, when they went into office, they had virtually zero.
Zero.
Right?
Yep.
And they came out, they're millionaires.
Millionaire, multi-millionaire.
Yeah. And we're paying senators and congressmen at most $150,000 a year.
$150,000.
Yeah.
That doesn't add up.
No. Yeah. How do I take $150,000 annual salary where I've got my own living expenses and turn it into $11 or $10 million? Yeah. Tell me that much, I'm going to jump on that train.
Yep.
Yeah.
where are we at on time? We got time?
We got a couple more minutes.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to touch on was the fact that Florida kept control of that guy. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that was awesome the way he did that. It's like, and it kind of goes back to what I said earlier, right?
Has asked for his own investigation. I like that too.
That's brilliant, right? Because he says, if the appearance of the failure was within the agency, you can't ask that own agency to investigate themselves.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And we see I see this in my own profession, and we see it everywhere, right? Is if the agency's inspecting themselves, investigating themselves, holding themselves in court, right?
Yeah.
Who's going to win?
Right.
Right. Even if it's two different departments within the same, it's still the same government, right? They're always never going to be at fault. Yeah. And they're going to find some way of workaround, right?
Yeah.
So I think that by him saying, "Yeah, we're going to conduct our own investigation," he's well within his rights.
Yep.
And I think it's
within
awesome.
His state.
Yeah.
He can demand that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I tell you, it's only going to paint a worse picture if the feds come down and say, "You need to stop."
I think they'll come down and try to snatch him.
Yeah.
Well, they'll probably try to stop the investigation. Yeah. I agree.
Or they might hit him with you interfering with their own investigation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think the way he came out and did that stuff publicly, it'd be harder for them to do that, right? Because they're going to have to go back and explain themselves, which, you know, they'll come out and spill some BS that, you know, people will have to bite on, but either way, yeah.
But, I mean, and I have to agree with Trump. He has promoted and praised the CIA every time. Pennsylvania?
No, that's CIA, the Secret Service.
Secret Service.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Secret. Did I say CIA?
You did.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Secret Service.
Freudian slip.
That's right.
Yeah, what did I say? So why do we need a Secret Service agent and a CIA agent on the same roof?
Yeah, exactly.
In my thoughts, whether they did a good job or a bad job, I'm not going to piss them off because I'm still out there.
Yeah. they're still working for you.
That's very true. I mean, why go and blast the people that are doing any kind of protection?
You
that,
gotta suck.
Yeah. But what's like blowing my mind right now, though, is like everybody's like in shock and all, like these people that were on that detail, they've been put on administrative leave or administrative desk work. Like, that's not out of the norm. Like, when you have a shooting, typically people involved in that shooting, whether it's law enforcement, some of the stuff I did overseas, whatever. Like when you have an event like that happens, in most cases, everybody's taken out of that role. Weapons are confiscated. Those are inspected.
Yep.
You're put into either an administrative role or you're just sent home on administrative leave, right? Hey, just go home, cool down, get you in front of the psychiatrist, get you talking to them, make sure that you're going to be okay to come back to work. That's the standard practice. The fact that they weren't immediately put on administrative leave kind of took me by surprise.
Yeah.
And maybe they were, but they just didn't announce it.
Let me make one call out. And I mean, we're less than 2 months away from the major election. And I want to encourage everybody to get out there and vote.
God bless. Please do.
I mean, you cannot complain. You cannot sit behind a microphone. You cannot sit there at the
push out tweets or
at the break room at work and complain about what's going on if you haven't voted. Yeah. I don't want to hear your crap if you haven't voted. Yeah. If you voted, man, I'm all ears. Yeah.
But
I
you get
hear
people,
what you say.
But the people go, well, that's I'm just one person. I'm not made of it. And you hear it all the time, but like, go to the dollar store. You can walk out spending $100, right?
Yep.
If you and all your neighbors and you push all your neighbors, go vote, right? Make it an educated vote. Do your own research.
Yep.
You know, because in my opinion, an uneducated voter is worse than, you know, no voter. Make it an educated vote, right? Whatever side you want to vote for, listen to both sides of the news media, do your own research, go vote. But and you then, cannot, you cannot, like you said, you cannot sit here and complain to me.
Yep.
You know, that you're unhappy with the way the government's going if you did not go cast your vote. Right.
And then look at where you are now and where you were then. And use that as part of your
simple question. I think and Reagan started that whole process. It was like, are you better off now than what you were four years ago? Right. I don't know that anybody can honestly tell me. And there might be a handful of people, right, that receive some government benefit, and it's nothing against them. Maybe they need it, or whatever. But most people are not better off right now financially than what they were 4 or 5 years ago.
Right. And be careful when the government says they're here to help. You might want to really think about that.
But you have
look at our Social Security, look at our Medicare, look at all the programs that they're overseeing, our education, and they're all in a shamble. I don't know that we want the government handling all that stuff.
But if all you
put it out in private sector, and guess what? Now private sector has to compete for that contract. And when you get competition, you get quality.
That's exactly right.
But you think about this too. It's like your news media isn't people listening to their favorite movie stars, right? They're Oprahs. They're Swifties, right? All these people out there. But you're listening to George Clooney, Taylor Swift, Oprah Winfrey, all these people out there that are in a position to where their day-to-day life is unaffected on interest rates, yep. It's unaffected on the cost of groceries.
Because they're making gasoline. So much money.
It's unaffected, right? Yep. I mean, they might see ups and downs in their stock market, right? And in their holdings, but their life is not going to change. Yeah. But if they're telling you who you need to choose on, based on life's not so bad, we're doing good, and I'm happy to see a black woman running for office, right? And that was one of the comments that was made in the Oprah show. It's like, when they interviewed her, all these people came in, they felt warm inside and happy and gleeful, right? Like, it doesn't matter. What about your bank, right? Her bank, Oprah's, it's not going to be affected. She probably owns freaking bank, right?
And if a gallon of milk is $100, Oprah won't even know it.
She's never going to know it, right? But people at home watching her show are going to listen to her, but they're the ones being hurt. They're the ones being hit. And, well, some of them deny it.
They talked about the DNC, and they said, you know, Kamala come up there, and the clothes that she was wearing is the annual budget of a lot of the people that were watching the show, and that's Kamala. Then they had Oprah come up there, and her dress alone would shoot everybody's budget out of the water, you know? But yet they're all following her and following them. And it's like, guys, look at your bank account, look at your grocery bill. Yeah. You tell me, are they really looking out for you?
Yeah, because it doesn't affect them. Their lives don't change.
Exactly.
Yeah, look at your bank account, check your pocketbook, think about your life before and after, and you don't have to tell people who you voted for, right? You can keep it a secret. I'm okay with that. Just go vote.
Is your grandpa and your dad voted Democrat? Republican, don't tell nobody.
Yeah, it's okay to change. I mean, look at the Kennedy flip, right?
Yeah.
But like you said, it's not the party of his father.
Gabby flip.
I mean, there's a number of them out there. And there's more, I think, that are going to do it, and they're just not saying it. It's okay. You can do it. I mean, because, like, and I've said him before, when Kennedy was trying to push and get into that position to run for Democrat, I was listening to Kennedy.
Oh, my gosh.
I was listening.
But the Democrats turned their back on him.
They shot themselves in the foot.
Oh, my word.
They shot themselves in the foot. But
they turned their back on Joe Biden. Yeah. All you people that love Joe Biden out there, holy cow, they set him up at CNN and let him sink himself.
Yeah. Everybody sees it, but nobody wants to acknowledge it on that other side. Right?
It shows you that somebody else is running the show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right.
Why has Kamala not had one interview? Not one
unscripted interview.
Unscripted. Exactly.
Unscripted and unedited.
And unmonitored. She's got a monitor everywhere she goes so that she can dictate the lines that are put before her. I just hope people wake up and realize that this is all happening.
It all comes back to a free media, and we don't have one.
Yeah. No.
We have a media that...
Well, but you even have, like, so Elon Musk went and tried to create one, right? And now you've got, I think it was Hillary coming out here saying that these people that are allowing this hate speech, how she defines it, which he would fall into that category, need to be tried. They need to be civilly and criminally tried.
She said false information needs to be.
She's the king of it.
Exactly. The whole thing, the Trump, Russian.
The whole dossier. Yeah,
yeah, that was all defunct. Yeah. It was all defunct, and yet she was the one that put it up there. Yeah.
They're starting to do that in Europe. They're starting to hit these heads of these media organizations.
Right, that are allowing it and then pushing out false media. Right. But it's like, but it's who's, they're not determining, and this is the problem that would happen here, is like Hillary Clinton talking about, you know, hate speech in false media. Who's deciding if it's false or not? Because we have facts out there that the other side will still say, this happened. Like, no, the fact has been proven 6 weeks ago that that didn't happen. That wasn't the case. But they continue to repeat it until it becomes true.
Is this not America? Can I not say the truth? Can I not go online and say a lie?
Yeah.
Freedom of speech?
Yeah. Say what you want. It's up to the people to decide what they want to believe.
Unfortunately, we have more lies coming out than we have truths coming out. And so, therefore, the common Joe Schmo, me that just has regular TV, I don't have all that cable crap, that I have antenna TV, what am I seeing? I'm seeing mainstream media that is doing nothing but lie to us.
Yeah.
And yet there's no fact checkers of them. They can say whatever they want, whenever they want, slide it whatever way they want.
False narratives. They're not lies. They're false narratives.
Oh, sorry.
It just doesn't sound so harsh. Right. Yeah. Don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, the people that are lying out there.
Yeah, and I know we're almost out of time, but
yeah.
I don't know about you, but how about the pagers?
That was the most awesome.
But brilliant when you back up into the whole thing and come to find out that they developed the company. They've developed the company that provided the pagers, right? Yeah, because at first they're like, maybe they bought the nod.
That tells me they hear every communication.
It's like they're holding, they're probably setting this up, Dave.
I mean, we're gonna be marked men, you know.
Take your headphones off.
But it's like they're holding this thing back, going, is now the time? Should we let the world know that what we're capable of? And boom, they released it. So they because everybody jumps off of freaking cell phones because they're afraid of that communication.
Right.
So they're gonna retrograde back to cell phones, pagers, pagers and walkie-talkies, right?
Walkie-talkies.
But the brilliance of this thing is, right? The explosives were enough to destroy a man around the waist, bust up a face, right? So they all gotta go where? To the hospital. Now I can identify, your face is busted, your groin is busted, right?
Exactly.
Now I can identify these people, now I can interrogate them. Yep. They're not dead. I had an opportunity, like one point when I was still in the military, we were supposed to go train with the Israelis, right? And I was so looking forward to that. And it didn't happen because of the time frame we had to go stand by off of Albania. There was a trap mission set up for out there when the bird went down. And I was like, okay, maybe we do a trap mission, but it was like, dude, we were supposed to go train with the Israelis. Like, I wanted to go with those guys.
Yeah, you're also exactly.
It's just unbelievable. And that's what I said. I was telling some friends the other day. It's like, if they turn off the cameras and hey, Israel, cameras are off. Go fix that. 4 hours later, they'd be like, yo, guys, we're done. You can turn them back on. Yeah. We don't know what happened out there, right?
Exactly.
They could do it.
I seen a cartoon. This terrorist gets up to heaven. To get his 99 birds.
Yeah, yeah,
His midsection is missing.
It was like, so a buddy of mine sent me a picture. Like, say, so first, originally, I got a picture of one of the actual pagers that was blown up, right? But the next time I said it from somebody else, it was like, you know, the page was, your 72 versions are waiting, right? It was across the face of the pager. But it's like, the only shortfall on that thing is that we're bringing back IEDs, right? Which is a vicious tool, right? Because they can be unselective and everything else, but that's a whole nother world of warfare. But I do believe what they pulled off, it was a beautiful and targeted response, right?
Awesome.
But it's so targeted to where it's like, you know, because prior to that, what did we have? We had a soccer field got bombed and 12 kids end up dead from the other side.
Right.
Right. Okay, you want to kill our children? We're going to stop now. And they went and did this. Right. That was a scaled and well thought out response.
Exactly.
But the beauty of it was, it wasn't a response, I got an idea today. Like, they were ready for it. They had this tool in their tool bag, and they go, let's unleash this one.
That had been in that tool bag for a year, 2 years,
they
whatever.
They developed the company that developed the product and they got it the into the supply chain.
Of the hot, yeah. Hezbollah. Yeah. You know, and so Hezbollah had that communication. So
but
they
that
were,
has to make you wonder, exactly. What else, what now you're wondering, but what I else mean, is in the lineup?
But now our media is already trying to turn that negative.
Oh, Bernie Sanders wants an investigation.
Exactly.
Right.
And yet they were investigating how they totally blew up Gaza and killed all those kids. Well, here now, okay, now they're targeting just
individuals.
The militant,
yeah,
militant.
Because you don't have this pager unless you're tied to them.
Now they're going to get blasted for that.
You know, the first thing I seen was on CNN. Not 3,000 terrorists taken out. Yeah. A 9-year-old girl was killed.
Right.
When Israel detonated 2,800.
Right.
You know,
it's so sad. It's
wrong. They go there. And but they go. And that's where you have like Cortez and Bernie Sanders
killed.
Yeah. No, absolutely
not. I don't want
not.
Any innocents killed.
But you think about the concept behind that piece, though, right? It's like it's a pager, it's your cell phone, it's on your persons, right? It's not a carpet bomb. It's not fast scan, family scannable minds. I'm not doing these things. The intent, everything else, the goal was there, right?
Yep.
And so everything that you could logically
it was
think about
well planned out, you know, strategic. And yet they're still getting blasted for.
If I could do a cartwheel, I would have done the cartwheel when I was there. That made me so happy.
That was just...
Where are we at, Dave?
We're done.
We're done? Yeah. All right.
Unless you got another idea. You pulled that one out. Give us another 5 minutes.
That's all for today's episode of The Bearheart Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay tuned for more awesome content coming your way soon here on WVFF 97.7 FM, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.